in and rest again, come up again, spend the night. And he left, went to rain. And it was caused part from where that house was, from him back yonder, yeah, that color, that white woman's brick home on each side of the house. And a nigga bootlegging whiskey in the front gate had a gallon of juice. He had a gallon of juice standing at the front gate, said his whiskey. And she was gonna charge 10 cents at the door. But she let the piano player in first. And when he hit them notes, she got 30 cents. Niggas pushed that woman back in the wall of the house, and she got 30 cents, and that house was shaking like a group of people. It's a wonder they didn't tear it down. And I told that nigga that night, I'd never go nowhere else with him to play. I quit fighting him. But that nigga didn't have me trying to go back dancing again. Now, he could play a piano, and he left here and got in jail. And he sent for Otis to get him out, but see, he didn't know nothing but play a piano, and Otis couldn't keep him here just to play a piano, you know.
Yeah.
That was a terrible nigga. Now, he could scratch a piano. I ain't never seen nobody with the coat except put one in the bed and play it.
No, I hadn't either, I don't think.
He covered it up with a quilt and played it.
We're gonna get it down the road here.
Yeah, but listen.
I had a lot of piano players. Nobody ever had
that. That was a good one, huh?
You know what day you get back out to him?
Let me see. We got to get some stuff done. I've got to see David. You know, I've got to go by and see about him. He has a truck. I want him to help with the wood.
That's right. That's right. But Mr. Russell's got a truck too, and he said he'd let his truck bring a load.
Well, I have a problem. See, I have a class until 4 o'clock, and it's just 40 more minutes till dark.
That's right.
When I get out. So,
that's right.
We're going to have to do something about that. I don't know exactly.
I'll get out at 1 o'clock here if I can do anything, you know.
We got to get some wood up for this thing Friday night, you know. Mm-hmm. Need a good bit of wood to cook with. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to get some up. David, you know David? David has a truck. If I can get him out here to come out here. I'm gonna try to get the thing organized, and I'm gonna come get you and go get the food, you know, buy the food.
That's right.
I'm gonna come back out here and put the things on those windows. But I don't get off till 4 o'clock. If I get off decent time, I can come out here and do some work. Maybe
30. See, now here it is now, your class. Here it is now. 25 after 4:09, it's soon to be sudden now.
Yeah. There's just not much time left to work now. I see.
Well, now this man over there, what's got the power, so now he can cut wood.
I'll be back over. I'll come back over here tomorrow then, you know, about 4:30. Do something to the windows.
Okay.
You know, and start, maybe clean out the wash pot.
Okay.
Get something started on that. And the good friend of mine from the University of Georgia, over in Athens, Georgia, way outside of Atlanta, who writes poetry and has been published by a firm in New York, wants to meet you. He's coming over, driving all the way over here Friday to see you. I told him I wanted you to meet him. I want him to come over here and meet you. So he's right. Coming over here. Brian ain't going to be here for that thing. Going to read you some of his poetry and listen to some of your stories.
Well, I hope to be here to meet him. I'm always glad to meet people this way. Now, this old man here was here this evening. He married this girl. He used to, when he was coding, he said he'd come up there once. They didn't have chewing gum, he said, and they chewed rolls from it, chewing gum.